How have they gone so far?
Oh, it's been good, man. First school visit was fun. The little ones are always a little bit more fun. They do a lot of screaming and yelling, so I had a blast doing that one.
Are they kind of, I mean, I guess every stop's a little different. You go to school here, you'll go to a grocery store there. I mean, have you been on these before, on this Titans Caravan?
Yeah, I did it last year. So, yeah, like you said, each one is different. Opportunity like this at Kroger's is cool because you always meet a wide range of people. And it's nice to get a little bit further outside of Nashville and start meeting some of the other fans.
Wild question before we start the football stuff. Do you do your own grocery shopping and stuff? I mean, what's grocery shopping like for an NFL, starter?
Yeah, I do. Usually my fiance is alongside with me, so I pick out some of the junk food and she picks out more of the healthy stuff that we really need in the house. Right now, it's just about us getting better, more or less individually and as a team. So for us right now, we're working, we just started up phase two of the offseason, so we'll go out there and do some individual workouts per position group. So for us right now, it's not much going on other than trying to improve yourself in the weight room and conditioning and things like that.
Is it tough with all the new guys? You guys wearing name tags?
Nah, I think everybody kind of has a reputation that precedes them. So a guy like Pollard joins the team. Us on defense, we watch him play in the Super Bowl. A guy like George Wilson, who's played 10-plus years in this league. Those are easy names to remember. But it's just been a blast so far getting a chance to get to know everybody and how everyone's getting a chance to gel right now. Oh, nah, I mean, over my 4 years, you are never surprised by the draft. You kind of never know what to expect. You don't know. There's so many different guys to choose from. You have no clue what the team is interested in. You can go on and read 100 of those mock drafts. It never seems to work its way out the way that a lot of people select it.
The Titans in particular have kind of surprised a little bit in the time you've been here. Have you gotten kind of used to them doing something that you didn't expect?
A little bit, but it's more or less league-wide. There's always picks there that seem like just unheard of, or what are they doing? And usually it works itself out, so definitely excited about the guys that we've drafted this year, and I look forward to those guys getting here next weekend, or this upcoming weekend. Oh, man, it's so cool. Opportunity like this for fans to kind of see you without the helmet on and get to see the other side of you and the chance to get to know you. And the opportunity to talk to kids is always a good time to spread a good message and actually see them listening and take heed to what you're saying. Sacks always help. So a guy like John Abraham has been doing it for years, year in and year out. To bring him to our defense would be a great opportunity for us, and I think for him, too, to come in and contribute. So if that's going to get done, hopefully it does, and I think he will be welcomed. And I know us in the secondary will definitely be excited about it.
How much does he help you guys out in the secondary?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the addition with him along with Cam Wembley and D. Morgan, Casey and those guys up front as they continue to get pressure. That makes our job easier. The better the secondary plays, you can usually look to the defensive line as a reason for that. Yeah, I believe so. I mean, my take on it is there's always competition. In this league, it's always about production, and there's always going to be a new or younger guy coming to take your spot, no matter how secure you may think that you are. So I think each year you go into the season, you know that you got to compete your butt off through OTAs, throughout camp, to continue to be able to perform at a high level and continue to be a part of the NFL in general. I think it's going to look a lot different. We have new pieces along with Greg Williams, who's a new coach for us, and he's bringing more of an attack attitude as well to the defense. So I'm looking forward to see what we're going to produce when the season shows up.
Thank you.